You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Aisha Karuna Karan, the founder and CEO of Protein Milkshake, one of the fastest growing women's supplement lines in the United States, with sales expected to hit $1 million in 2015. Aisha, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
It's a pleasure to be here, Eric.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So first of all, what made you decide that you wanted to become an entrepreneur for starters?
Well, for me, I really just wanted to find work that was meaningful, and I wanted to make a difference. And I absolutely love health and fitness. So, you know, I read The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss, and he laid it out in a way that seemed, you know, very easy. Of course, I wanted to be able to work by the beach and have a fantastic life. So I kind of just got to it and started my own business. And lo and behold, I live very close to the beach. However, I do work a lot more than 4 hours a week. So that is how I became an entrepreneur.
Yeah, I like that, more than 4 hours a week, and I'm certainly, you can see the results behind that effort as well. What did you expect and what did you not expect with running a business along the way?
Well, you know, Eric, the problems I thought I would have are not the problems that I ended up having. And, you know, when you start your first business, you always have doubts. You doubt if anybody will want your product. You think people may laugh at you. You even think it may be a bad idea. But, you know, once you start your business and you get the ball rolling, your problems end up being a lot less sexy than the ones you think you're going to have. So my problems actually ended up being figuring out shipping zones and logistics. We are primarily e-commerce, so the problems ended up being, you know, dealing with manufacturing and making an operation as turnkey as possible while being able to satisfy our customers. And so that was definitely problems I didn't foresee. Another thing I didn't foresee was the amount of time spent preparing documents with lawyers and accountants. You know, I had no idea that lawyers and accountants would become my new best friends, but as an entrepreneur, you definitely have to remember that lawyers and accountants can make your life a lot easier for you.
What is the quickest way to create demand for a product, and how do you create your market?
So for Protein Milkshake, that was a very interesting challenge that we had, creating demand, because we knew our product was the best tasting on the market, but because our distribution was online, it was very difficult to convince our customers that they were getting the best tasting product without them being able to actually taste it. So what we figured in terms of strategy was you have to give your potential market an offer that they absolutely cannot refuse. And what that meant for us was reaching out to our market and offering them a free sample of our product, and actually being able to put our product in our customers' hands was probably the most important decision that we made, because then our product just, you know, sold itself. Our customers loved it, and the fact that we gave them a free gift without any obligation, you know, it paid off in spades and in ways we never expected. We got so many blog posts and so many social media reviews and so many Amazon reviews, just with everyone gushing with positive feedback, and it just really just helped our brand grow and scale organically.
Outstanding. Today we are joined by Aisha Karuna Karan, the founder and CEO of Protein Milkshake, one of the fastest growing women's supplement lines within the United States, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Aisha, how do you find a mentor? We know how important this is in seeing success. How important and How do you find a mentor?
Well, I honestly believe that you can get so far by standing on the shoulders of giants. And my mentors have been absolutely vital to the growth of our company. And I think that the best way to find a mentor, well, what's worked for me, is to offer your services and to offer to work for free. When I first moved to Los Angeles, I met a group of VCs, and they were actually throwing a three-day conference. So instead of just being an attendee, I actually volunteered to help them plan the entire conference, knowing how busy these VCs are. So when I actually volunteered to step in and work for free and plan their entire conference, that really paid it forward because they were so appreciative of my gesture and my generosity. They introduced me to a group of highly influential people, and I came highly recommended off the gate to a very powerful circle, and that's how I found two of my mentors. So my advice on what's worked for me definitely is offer to work for free, and you know, you will end up getting it back tenfold from the universe. And the other thing I would definitely say is talk to strangers. So talk to people on flights. Talk to people at conferences that you don't know. And that's how I connected with another mentor of mine. It was literally a chance encounter on a flight. And, you know, this world is very serendipitous. So I would definitely say work for free and talk to strangers, and you will definitely be able to find mentors who will be invaluable to your growth.
Great advice there. And lastly, what books have helped you the most that have helped you find success or know-how?
Well, I've read two books lately, and they are outstanding, and they have really stuck with me. The first one is The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield, and he talks about the importance of creative discipline. You know, as an entrepreneur or an artist or any creative person, it's very difficult to kind of maintain a sense of discipline while you're also needing to be so creative. It can be exhausting and it can be hard, you know, to go at it every single day. So he really talks about the importance of creating a system of discipline in order to be able to bring out your best work into the world. So I would definitely recommend The War of Art. Another fantastic read is Essentialism by Greg McKeown. And the most important thing I got from that book is the fact that you can multitask, but you cannot multifocus. And I think that's so important to remember as an entrepreneur, because you're pulled in a million directions, but to remember, you know, you got to focus on the one thing that is the most important thing for your growth, and then you have to be able to say no to everything else, because if you cannot focus, you cannot really bring out the results that, you know, you have the potential to bring out.
And that is very, very well said. Aisha, thanks so much for this valuable information and for joining us today. Where can our listeners connect with you online, and not only connect with you, but to get more information about Protein Milkshake?
Well, you can order Protein Milkshake through proteinmilkshakebar.com or through Amazon. And you can connect with me via email, aisha@proteinmilkshakebar.com. I would love to connect with other entrepreneurs or budding entrepreneurs, and definitely reach out to me anytime.
It's proteinmilkshakebar.com. Aisha, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Aisha Karuna Karan, the founder and CEO of Protein Milkshake, one of the fastest growing women's supplement lines within the United States. And once again, the website of reference is proteinmilkshakebar.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience, and join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy, successful, and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.